Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order, and I'd like to ask everyone, would you please stand? Pledge allegiance. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we'll have approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Madam Secretary.
The agenda was revised on December the 4th, 2017, to add approval of minutes and finding of facts for October 2nd, 2017, and to add old business case number 12,056, and to add approval of revised finding of facts and revised minutes of April 3rd, 2017, for case number 11,942. We've also had a request to move case number 12,065 to the beginning of the public hearings.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections from members of the board?
What was the reason for moving the case?
Health reasons.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, motion to approve it as such.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve this evening's revised agenda and also with moving of case number 12,065 to be our first case. All those in favor of the motion, you have the usual voting sign?
Aye.
All vote. Motion so carried. Next, we have approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our October 2nd, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Again, do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our October 2nd, 2017 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the revised minutes for our April the 3rd, 2017 meeting, which is case number 11,942. And also the finding of the facts for case number 11,942. Is that okay?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just so the board knows, this was a case that came before the previous constituted board. Mr. Rickard and Mr. Hudson were on the board at that time. You may recall this was one in Broadkill Beach where a shed was going to be moved to the other side of the property, and there was the survey was not very clear as to what would happen. Well, that led to an error in both the minutes and the findings, and we had numbers transposed. We said it had to be 21 feet when it was actually a 21-foot variance from the road. So the revisions there were to correct that it was discovered. The applicant was coming in for permitting, and then that was discovered. We went back and looked at the record and realized there was that typographical error. So this is just to clean up the record for that case.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, well then, do I have a motion for...
Motion to correct that.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the revised minutes and the revised finding of the facts for case number 11,942. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All right, all opposed? Motion carried. Now with the public hearings, Mr. Sharp.
This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment, and if you're here, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment, and all applications will be presented to the board.
You have a copy?
No, I don't think he does. Please be advised that Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, source of income, gender identity, or other things listed in the Delaware Fair Housing Act. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present any testimony or witnesses in support of the application. The opposition will be given an opportunity to speak as well following the applicant. All persons must direct their testimony to the board, and all questions must be presented to the board, and the board may direct comments to the individual. Please take all directions from the chairman. Please understand that that once the record is closed, no new testimony or evidence will be permitted unless the record was held open at a previous hearing. Please understand that this meeting is being electronically transcribed, so please understand that all statements must be made in to the record and speak into the microphone clearly. If there are any questions before the board, you can direct those to the chairman. And please understand that no cell phones or pagers must be turned off or turned on silent service. I think that's all I've got, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Findings of fact?
Oh, yeah. And if there are any, please understand that all oral decisions of the board this evening are preliminary in nature and are not final until the written decisions are approved and submitted to the secretary's office and the applicable appeal period has expired.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please, and that'll be